Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. Top of the stories, yes, my front tooth is missing. A crown broke off. It's not about outer appearances. It's about the message. So get over it. Anyway, some say it's rather sexy. You pull it off well. So I have to find a good dentist on the Big Island. They want me to sing All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, but that's not going to happen. Big news is... I've got a little monologue here and at the end, but I want to cover some of the news first. But the big news is Epstein's list again was released, and now politicians, billionaires, actors, comedians, musicians, singers are all scrambling to cover their tracks. No one knew where Epstein made his millions, if not billions, you know, other than a blackmailing scheme tied into foreign government. So this is going to get real messy. Politicians have been blocking the subpoenas of the list, just like they tried to block the legislation to stop the insider trading and stock market gains. You know, only a very accurate psychic could pull off. So it's all coming out. To be fair, the flight log list does not necessarily mean they went to Pedro Island. Yeah, you know, yet the plane was equipped to have quite the orgies on it. Also in the news, Supreme Court might rule on President Trump's case, which if in favor will also free a lot of January 6th political prisoners. So cross your fingers for that. The tapes alone should free them. You know, you can't charge someone with trespass when they were invited. And the tapes show the Capitol Police giving tours by invitation and welcoming the protesters in what is known as the People's House. You know, so it seems like a lot of agents, Antifa, BLM, disguised as MAGA, were in the mix, some involved with violence against little old ladies, flash grenades, pepper spray, and tear gas were used, you know, with most likely intent of starting a riot by folks, you know, with get out of arrest and jail free cards, you know. So it obviously, you know, that was the real insurrection. Speaking of jails, David Cox, in charge of the federal prison guards who were supposed to keep Jeffrey Epstein alive, just happens to be good friends with the Clintons. Jeffrey, with multiple fractures consistent of strangulation, still managed to hang himself. Or did he? You know, seems the ears didn't match with the corpse they wheeled out. You know, always watch the ears and the neck for masks. You know, he possibly could be still alive. Who knows? There's a Star Trek meme and it has Spock telling Captain Kirk it appears to be a planet run by wealthy pedophiles who own the majority of the politicians on every continent. And that's pretty much nails it. And so you might want to include the mainstream and social media in that meme. Big question for the Trudeau is, why are your names on the Epstein flight log list? You know, it's there's some hilarious memes out right now with the Clintons. Check them out. And it seems the problem was not going to the island. It was getting Bill off the island. So lots of Trump backstabbing politicians were on the Epstein list, along with a host of other actors, musicians, and talk show hosts with Trump derangement syndrome. No wonder they're so adamant on taking out Trump. Seems he's part of, you know, he seems he's not part of the club. So far, all attempts to tie Trump to the island have failed, along with some real bad Photoshop pictures, leaving legs off Trump's face with black hair. Come on, deep state, you can do better than that. You know, so not working out. A next class flare wreaked havoc on the first through the fourth, creating widespread communication blackouts, especially with CBs. The tsunami hit the coast of Japan with global tsunami warnings, earthquakes, and volcanic eruptions. You know, always remember the formula: solar flare or coronal mass ejection equals mental instability. Emotional outbursts, severe weather followed by increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. And there's going to be more quakes and volcanoes to come because the earth absorbed all that energy and it's got to release it. This is one of my favorites. In Maui, Hawaii, the government banned fireworks for the first. And seems they want to be the only ones to burn down villages, you know. This was the people's response. Seems the people sent a message to the government. So let's go ahead and play that video. One last thing for those who have experienced gray aliens, what do gray aliens and Joe Biden have in common? Both smell like poopy diapers. So, and he, when Joe gets mad, he actually craps his pants. And so, if you guys want to win the election, just make him mad throughout the election if you want to see him gone. Anyway, that's a kind of an insight. You have to understand that when the grays are around, you can't see them, but you can smell them because they smell like poopy diapers. So I'll explain that one for you. So if you're in your house and you smell poopy diapers and there's no kid around, you might have a gray problem. Just do clearings, they'll move. An open letter from Brad Miller with 231 retired and active military are demanding military accountability for forcing the vaccines on troops, putting our country in jeopardy. They intend to restore trust and confidence in the military leadership. Generals, admirals, and admirals are put on notice they betrayed the trust of the military, the American people, and went against the Constitution, engaging in illegal activity. Court martials are coming, probably along with an all-expense vacation to Gitmo. So they've done nothing to admit they made a mistake. They've done nothing to correct the mistake. And they're just, and so the people that are harmed are fed up and they're going forward. So there's going to be some major military tribunals going on. Something odd happened in Florida. Reports came in 7 to 10 foot tall creatures or aliens ended up in a mall attacking people. The response was wall-to-wall police, hundreds of cars, helicopters. They shut down the power and cell phones in the area weren't working. Later they said it was two boys with sticks. Quite the response for two boys with sticks. So I'm sorry, not buying that one. In Vegas, something similar happened. The UFO seemed to crash. 9 foot aliens were roaming around the neighborhood. According to local police, locals and police, and could be anything from high level off-worlders shooting them down as part of disclosure to holograms to fit to, to fake an alien invasion. So the deep state is running out of options right now. Last but not least, the skies are full of UFOs. Our Pleiadian contacts have said the multidimensional war is over. A little bit of cleanup left. The white hats will deal with those on the ground. Cleanup is in full swing. The cabal are hiding in their bunkers, knowing their defeat. Go out during a dark moon at 5 a.m. and look up and see for yourself. We've filmed 930 ships in 3 months. And for the debunkers, thank you for establishing your ignorance and your character by calling them satellites, meteors, and space stations and swamp gas. Satellites don't start, stop, turn, power up, and the space station does not travel south to north. Nice try. Only swamp gas is between your ears. So, getting a lot of people, a lot of debunkers trying to attack us. And they're attacking other people that have filmed UFOs lately. So, their trolls are there, and it's part of their job to try to discredit UFOs. So, anyway, this next part is a monologue, and I wanted to talk about something that I've talked about before, but this really hits the nail on the head, and it's called the fall and restoration of the UFO community. And so we've got to restore the UFO community because, I mean, there's some good people in there that are really trying to find out the truth, and there's some very bad actors in there as well. So we have to ask the question, why is the infiltration and control of the UFO community such a priority, and who is behind it to get to the bottom of this? So why would fuel-less energy and counter-gravity, healing technologies that create spontaneous healing and longevity, knowledge of God and the multiverse is far beyond religions. Why would that be a threat? The obvious answer is in the question, what if fuel was no longer necessary? What if we had the ability to lift off and travel several thousand miles an hour, shielded using fuel-less drives? What would happen to the drug industry, if everything could be healed with natural suppressed remedies or a med bed, or just with frequencies? What if new organs and limbs could be regenerated? What if our images of God were limited to little old men with beards taking notes, rewarding and punishing? And the omnipresent God, in its most limited understanding, is actually nameless and imageless. What if a better understanding of God is the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness throughout the multiverse, the supreme intelligence or unified field? a consciousness and energy that is most unlimited, in its most unlimited understanding, is pure unconditional love, joy, and bliss. And the jealous, wrathful gods were not really God. You know, what if access to that God was internal, not external, as all the saints, sages, and masters have told us? What if access to God and these advanced higher dimensional beings was within, and go-betweens are not and never were necessary? How would it look if the military were to come out and say, yes, aliens and UFOs are real? We've been working them with them for over 80 years. We have made trades, experimentation on humans for technology, and have used deadly force on citizens to cover up the existence of aliens, and have absolutely no control over our airspace. They come and go and will at will. So, you know, that's a no-brainer. You know, of course they'd cover it up. So the other question, what have we done to almost every prophet, sage, or master that tried to enlighten the masses? We shunned them, tortured them, and in some cases killed them. You know, who would be threatened by all this knowledge and contact with benevolent beings that have transcended war, disease, poverty, live according to universal law, and service to the Creator within all creation? Beings that know more about God and the true history of Earth and the recycled than the recycled ignorance being taught today. The oil, coal, electric companies, war and disease profiteers, their puppet politicians, religious industry, the entire corrupt enslaving oligarchy running the planet would be threatened. And that is why the masses have not been contacted. What would happen if an alien ship landed today? We'd incarcerate them, experiment on them, steal their ship and back engineer its weapons, and then try to find out where they came from and conquer them. So not a lot has changed in over 80 years. You know, there are no institutions for benevolent, spiritually, and technologically off-worlders to work through. There are plenty for degenerate ones with self-serving agendas. And so now we know why the UFO community is infiltrated a controlled narrative. Let's talk about the methods used to infiltrate, censor, and silence those in the UFO community that know the truth or have contact, those of impeccable integrity, the far and few between. Let's talk about how the controlled narrative is implemented. And I have a lot of friends that went down, you know, because of this, and they didn't follow their intuition or avoid, you know. I had a lot of these things happen to me, and I luckily I got through them because I followed my inner guidance. But as in all crimes, follow the money. By now, everybody should know there's a lot of dark money tied to satanic Luciferian international banksters that's come into the UFO community. They control the news, Hollywood, the flow of information. They control who gets the press and who gets suppressed. Tucker Carlson is a classic example of this suppression, along with many others. If you join the controllers and censors, you'll be a top leader in many fields, including the religious, spiritual, and UFO community. But let's just stick to the UFO community. The Rockefeller Initiative is a classic example, along with those who name drop high-level politicians, you know, and military names. So they're in most cases part of the controlled narrative. Many who shake their fists at the government and have their other fists behind their back being paid. You know, many have alphabet or military connections of which they gain financially. Some are an extreme disservice to contact because they want to limit the information to nuts and bolts, back engineering, time travel, et cetera, and ignore the multidimensional or ultra-dimensional and spiritual side of the equation. And that's a big one. I mean, that's the big, you know, we're touching the tip of the needle with this other stuff. The big picture is the multidimensional and ultra-dimensional aspect of this. So if you play ball and stick to the controlled narrative, you'll rise to the top and become what is known as controlled opposition. This controls the channel of information. It keeps the narrative under categories they want to promote. Keep it in the past, keep it far away in the distance, keep it dark and foreboding. By all means, do not talk about anything, you know, concerning the benevolent ones that could help humanity take a quantum leap in evolution, ending war, disease, poverty, empowering and enlightening the people. Anyone who steps out of the box of what is accepted within the religious, spiritual, and UFO communities, government included, herd mentality is shunned, attacked, character assassinated, and if that doesn't work, they're eliminated altogether. So One of the tools used are cyber trolls, and we're getting hit a lot. Other friends of mine are getting hit by these cyber trolls, and their government shills loaded with false accusations coming from multiple IPs that post rumors and gossip over and over, making it hard for the moderators to stay on top of it. They know if they say something over and over, people will believe it without doing their own investigation. Then they're the gullible followers of the controlled narrative folks, threatened by the truth, which will jump in and add their assumptions and accusations to the pot. And then there are people posing as victims, which were nothing more than people with agendas that were not met. And there's also the Manchurian candidates, the honeypot set to take down those who don't toe the line. There are trolls, which are jealous or just nasty people looking for attention, most living in their mother's basement. The lowest of the character assassinators, they reside in the UFO community itself, and some in the highest positions, and we call them the posers of disclosure. When doing an interview with the late Art Bell, he asked the question, "What is with it with the UFO community? They eat their own. There's a lot of jealousy, competition, backstabbing, and opportunists trying to rise on the backs of others, not to mention the government shills doing their best to suppress real contact and the messages of advanced off-world visitors. Conferences have become money-making carnivals, and now ufology is a multi-billion dollar business." I've often asked those putting on these major conferences why they support and sponsor morally challenged speakers when they know of their track records, everything from fraud to pedophilia. They say they're the big names, and you have to have the big names to sell the high dollar tickets. And that's one reason I don't show up at these conferences anymore. But the most threatening to the controlled narrative are the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, which threaten the morally and spiritually challenged, the enslavers and tyrants. So now you know why they're censoring ongoing contacts. Who is censoring the ongoing contacts, and who are the posers pushing the controlled narrative? This includes Hollywood putting out one nasty ET movie after another. There were a few movies, ET, Contact, Close Encounters, which had good storylines, but the majority of them are all fear-based. And but not to worry, disclosure will happen despite this. The real disclosure is coming from the skies. UFOs are showing up everywhere in cases, in some cases, fleets of UFOs. Many are caught on the NASA live feed and recorded before they can shut it down. Whistleblowers of integrity are coming out, done with the deception and cover-up. And beware of the spin and the intention. In some cases, this is just to acquire more funds for the war industry. And people all over the world are filming the ships on their mobile phones. Security cams are recording the ships and beings exiting the ships as well. They can't stop this. So it's our destiny to reunite with the greater family of man and woman. Man just means mankind for people that are going to get upset about pronouns and genders. So anyway, our ancient ancestors returning, and those that went inward, the inner earth, to avoid the cataclysm. This is what we're seeing now. They're coming out. These beings continue to evolve spiritually and technologically. Imagine civilizations, thousands, millions, even billions of years ahead of us in evolution. And soon it won't have to be imagined, it'll be here. It's already here for those with the eyes to see, those spiritually advanced. Yet soon everyone will see we're not alone and never have been alone in the multiverse. The posers, the shills, the planned opposition will all try to take credit for this. Unfortunately, the ships won't be contacting them. You have to have an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, a high level of morality, integrity, and it seems they missed the mark. Contacts with children, the star seeds will be happening on a grand scale, and it's time to listen to them. It's said you must become like a child to enter into heaven. Maybe heaven is much grander than imagined or what we were taught. Maybe the innocence of it. Innocence of a child without all the wounds, traumas, and social engineering is what it takes to make contact. It's food for thought. One more thing, it's time to create new venues where the promoters have high integrity and hold their speakers to the same values. Holding a high frequency is imperative to contact. If you create it, they will come. Corey Good is putting on a conference here soon, details to come. And they asked me for a list of people with integrity. Unfortunately, it was a short list, but lots of people that had high integrity, unfortunately, are dead and they're not with us anymore. But there are a few out there. And a lot of the, Native American, the elders, if you get into these guys, they know what's going on. But unfortunately, they're kind of shunned as well. So why don't you pass this far and wide? It's time to clean up the UFO community and spiritual community and the whole, on every level, the earth is being cleaned up. Everything is surfacing right now. And we're entering into the year of the dragon. And so this next month on out, this whole year, everything is going to come up. And so everything's going to be accelerated. Karma, action, reaction, everything's going to be revealed. So, buckle up, because it's going to get exciting here. So anyway, pass this far and wide and send it to your friends and get a little heads up as to what's happening. So on that note, we're going to shift over to the Q&A. Kathy's here now. She's back and she's going to give me some questions. I haven't even heard these questions yet, so we'll see where this goes.
All right, this first one has a few different parts to it. Could you please talk about the Anunnaki? It seems there is conflicting information out there. Some say they are bad. I think there are some good ones too. Some say they are coming back or are here already to further enslave humanity to help the globalists in their plans.
Okay, so there's, as in everything, there's always, it's not just one thing. You can't say Anunnaki's all bad. You can't say they're all good, So there are the fallen Anunnaki, and most of them are gone. They're stuck in the fourth dimension and they can't get out of there, unfortunately. And the negative Anunnaki, I know they've been finding some chambers, with these giants in them and some of these guys, and they're wanting to open these chambers up and activate these guys. Probably not a good idea till you find out who they are. Because some were benevolent and some were malevolent, basically. It's in the Bible. You had the all-loving, all-forgiving God, the God of love and peace, and you have the jealous, wrathful, genocidal God. And those are the gods with a little g, that they weren't the one God, so we have to understand that. Now what's returning now are the benevolent Anunnaki, who actually left when the earth went through the pole shift, and they continued to evolve to a very high level. A lot of them are in the sixth dimension, seventh dimension right now, and those returning are very, very advanced. I've met some of them, I've had contact with them, and they're beautiful beings and exquisite beings, and they have no desire to enslave us in any way whatsoever. There's one by the name of Inha that appeared to me, and she's about 8'6" and beautiful. Looks like Cameron Diaz, kind of, just a beautiful woman. And all I could say was yes, ma'am. When she appeared to me, she was just so loving. And there's a song called Anunnaki Return, if you can find it. It was on our website. I don't know if it's still there. Check it out, and it's a song about them returning, and it was inspired by Inha. But most of them returning, most of the ETs returning now are benevolent, and they're just a major cleanup of the ones that have been here for a long time that have fallen, and they're degenerate ETs. So most of the things you're seeing in the sky right now are the cleanup crew that are coming to help with the planetary liberation and the awakening, healing, or ascension process.
When was it they modified the human genome? Some say it was done 250,000 years ago. Some others say it was more recently and in many ways.
That's interesting, because what happened is we're a combination of like a knuckle dragger that was evolving here naturally and these higher beings, that were very advanced, very technologically advanced. And there's a lot of genetic tinkering, everything from creating half animal, half man, to creating supermen. The demigods were the children of the gods with the little g, who were the Anunnaki. And so if we understand our history, that's pretty much how that worked out. So we're a real mix of genetics down here. And with Inki and Enlil, Inki wanted to continue to increase our genetics and make us more godlike. Like human means god man, basically. Hu means god. And Enlil was a defeated general, and he wanted to have nothing of it. He wanted to end the whole experiment and put an end to humanity here on Earth. So there's a lot of history that we don't know about, we've never been told about. There's been so much tinkering. It's a book in itself. I've actually written books about it. And the good news is the sun can activate that DNA that's dormant. And we all have that in us, and we have genes. We have one gene that's being activated right now is the telepathy gene, where you just know what people are thinking. You know somebody's going to call you before they call you and things like that. That's being activated. The ability to see forward or backward in time, to see past lives and dreams and things like that, that's being activated. The ability to bilocate, to actually move forward or back in time, that's another gene that's being activated. And, you know, these other clear sentience, you can feel the presence of the energies, you can see beings starting to appear, you start seeing shadow beings and the benevolent beings both, you know, clairvoyancy, that's being activated. Clairaudient, you can hear, start hearing, everybody's hearing voices right now. They're hearing their names being called and all these other things happening. And sometimes there's lost souls that need healing. You know, a lot of children are like poltergeist type stuff going on because the veils are getting thin between worlds. So we have to learn how to heal unseen negative influences. And that's in all the books as well. But there's so much going on, but we can spiritually activate the genes. We can do it through frequencies and technology. And the whole, when you a starseed and you enter this body, it's the soul against the body, and the soul's trying to reform body into the higher DNA and activate the other DNA, and your body's going, I don't know about this, you know. And so people are going through all these, you know, physical challenges and everything as these lines are activated. But, you know, we have a salamander gene. We can actually grow a new arm, a new leg, if that gets activated. We are in the process of being activated right now. And that's why so many people are going through all these changes. And there's a group right now that's trying to do everything they can to change your DNA. And so stay away from them. We won't go into the, or get censored.
Did we ever tip on how long ago it was that they started actually tinkering with us?
You know, that's the problem is, yeah, that was 450,000 years ago. At least they were tinkering with us, but it's still going on because they're still upgrading. Some people are being upgraded all the time. So it's still going on. So it's hard one to answer, actually.
Can you please clarify who are the Nephilim and what is the relationship with some of the angels that we think are angels, but they are not?
Yeah, the Nephilim, I think, falls into a couple categories, basically. One, they had the Ajiji, and people are saying it was the Ajiji who were the workers that they brought here to mine the gold and things like that. And they were giants, and the Anunnaki were giants too. Some were 24 feet tall on up. So, it could be that, but it's also too, there's some demonic type creatures that are appearing right now to a lot of folks, it seems like, and they're very tall and they're giants. They're like 9 feet tall, but they kind of look like corpses almost. They're grays. They're kind of like tall grays. They're really, so it might be, it's that gets in a gray area because you've got the regenerateds, you've got the reptilians, the royal reptilians, and you've got these tall grays, and you've got gray reptilian hybrids and all this other stuff and demonic type realms, which where anything goes. And so, you know, that that's a big can of worms there, and that seems to be, it's being the process of being cleaned up, but at the same time, there's bleed-throughs and there's openings and dimensional overlays, and so people are seeing all kinds of stuff.
What can I do to help someone who feels like God has abandoned them?
You know, it's kind of funny. It shouldn't be funny, but if you're enlightened, it's funny. How can God abandon you? You know, it's like, okay, if God is omnipresent, how can God abandon you other than in your own mind? So when Jesus said God is closer than the hair on your head, right, he's telling you that God is within you, that you are God. Everything is God. Everything exists in the one mind, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. It's a unified field, and some people are using more of it, and some people are using less of it. Some people are multidimensional, and some people just think they're a body and a personality. The big cosmic joke is, no matter how hard you try, is you can't separate yourself from omnipresence. So you're still connected, but your belief is the barrier. And there's always a lie in belief. You know, if you take the word and break it down, there's a lie in belief. So you got to realize that. First of all, you got to get rid of the images of God that you were mistakenly told about, that there's a jealous, wrathful God, and you'll never appease that God, you'll never measure up, and that. And you got to get rid of that old image, because that's from experiences a long time ago. The fact of the matter is, God doesn't have an ego. It can't judge. It's beyond that. It's not a little old man with a beard and a laptop taking notes with a lightning bolt that nobody can appease. That God doesn't exist. It's so far beyond that, and it can't judge. So, you know, when Jesus said, "Neither have I judged thee, nor has my Father judged thee, go and sin no more," he became one with that consciousness. He was one with that consciousness, and he was trying to explain that to people, that you judge yourself and you can forgive yourself, and you're already forgiven in Creator, in God. You're already forgiven because you haven't been judged. But you know, if you're carrying guilt and unworthiness and fear, you're going to create all these experiences down here. If you do things against universal law, you create karma, and then you're at, you know, you have the, you know, if you harm somebody or kill somebody, you know, you're going to have the law and their family coming after you. So that's, there are certain rules and regulations to operate down here, not create karma. So you have to look at that. But the bottom line is God has never forsaken you. You've fallen into the belief, the lie, that you've been forsaken. And there's always a way out. There's always higher beings waiting to help, and you just have to reach out to them and make a ritual out of it. You know, do your meditation work, do your daily prayers, do your healing work. Get out in nature, you know, eat really good food, pure water, or think, take care of yourself, and just focus on love and joy and bliss as much as you can. When that those other voices come in, those critics and everything else, just dismiss them and reconnect with the source. And it's within everybody. You know, it's right there to be accessed.
Is the meaning of everything really 42?
I heard that. I heard that. I mean, there was, what was that one?
I don't get it.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the
Oh, the
Galaxy.
galaxy.
I think that was
Galaxy.
42.
Which is six if you break it down from
Yeah.
numerology.
Yeah, which is six. And you know, I think Tessa was talking about
Three,
three,
six, and
six, and
nine.
nine,
You're right.
that everything breaks down into that. So I don't know. It's kind of weird, because even Einstein said, you know, he's, alas, I'm without all mathematics to touch upon forever, you know. So he got it. He realized, you know, it's not about numbers, and you know, it's about your heart, and it's about consciousness. And so, you know, it's a matter of merging with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, and then you're enlightened. And what do you need math for? You know, it's like a map. You know, okay, you have a map and you're going to go to this place. And so you go to this place several times, and then all of a sudden, why do you need the map? You don't need it, you know, because you know where to go.
Can you please discuss the end time prophecies that Jesus mentioned in the Bible? Did they come through him, or are they part of the religious narrative created to control us?
Well, there are so many prophecies out there, end time prophecies, and you look at the Vedic scriptures, the Native Americans talk about it, and I love the Lakota prophecies where they talk about a beast and the beast is 2,000 miles wide. And that's how long the beast is going to reign. And eventually the beast, they say, just when you think there's no hope left, you know, everything's lost, the beast consumes itself. And then we have 1,000 years of peace and we reunite with the star families, you know, the star nations. I like that prophecy, and I really see that as something that's going to happen. And you can take that same outline and put it almost with every teaching they call about dark times. The dark times become very controlling, dominating, manipulating, and then they eventually, because they consume themselves. I mean, they're self-consuming, so they're on a downward spiral, and that downward spiral is not sustainable, and it just ends. And that's what we're doing. We have a choice. We're going to be, if we take the upward spiral, we're going to focus on love and joy and bliss and service to others, and get out in nature, and that's the upward spiral. Live a natural spiritual life. If you're on the downward spiral, you're going to focus on control, domination, technology, and all this other stuff, and you're on the downward spiral. And so downward spiral is not sustainable. So we have to flip. But you can see that same thing, that same message in all the prophecies. It's like, you know, choose to live under universal law, which is universal peace and brother sisterly love and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. It's called unity consciousness, and you'll be okay. But if you choose the self-serving path and the downward spiral, you won't be okay. You know, it's really that simple.
Are there masters in the higher 4D?
There are masters in the higher 4D. There are guides and teachers. There are some teachers that haven't gotten out of the higher 4D because they have some religious or cultural programming that they can't let go of and get into unity consciousness, because you have to transcend all religious and all cultural boundaries to get out of 4D. But there are ascended masters in 4D that are helping people that have dropped into 4D. I mean, there's 13th dimensional beings that are dropping in to help us out now and then. And so they can in the higher 4D, you'll find them. And also in there's whole civilizations in the higher 4D. Wasn't that Alcyon, or what were those ones we worked with?
It was an
No,
Alcyon,
it wasn't
something
Alcyon.
else.
Oh, jeez. Alpha Centauri. There's some from there.
Yeah.
I think it was Alpha Centaurians were showed up. But yeah, there's some whole civilizations that are in higher 4D, and they're beautiful beings, you know, and other guides and teachers that are helping people.
Sometimes when I'm in bed at night, I hear music or other conversations, but no one is in the room with me. This has been going on for years. Lately, I am getting glimpses of light people. In your opinion, will my senses continue to get sharper and clearer?
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, it's part of the shift happening. The veils between worlds are coming down, and our clairaudiency and clairvoyancy, all those things are being enhanced. And so that's part of the ascension process, and the whole earth's going in that direction. You can't stop it. And so
You had that whole crystal thing on your right side the last couple of
yeah, the
days.
last couple of days I've had my whole right side, all I'm seeing is crystalline energy, and like almost looking through water. It's really bizarre, and that's come on a couple times. And it's usually after a huge download when I have a real strong connection, you know, with the Pleiadians or one of the other group, and all of a sudden it's hard to focus back into this world.
What do you think the earth will be like after she ascends?
Oh boy, it's like even getting up in the higher 4D is going to be awesome. But ascension, you're not going to want for anything. You've got, first of all, that you have all that extremely advanced technology, but you don't need the technology in most cases. You can bilocate, you can go wherever you want in the snap of, finger. You don't need to eat. You live off of prana. Just everything is unlimited. And most people in that dimension choose to assist others because you're in service mode. The thing about, God is love, and love serves, period. And they're aligned with God, and so they're in full service mode. So it's really weird. I was with some yogis once, and we were meditating, and we went into the fifth dimension, and Babaji was with us and some other masters. As we rose up, we made connections with these other masters, and they showed us what it was like to be in 5D. And when you're sitting there, you're not, it's weird. You're sitting in this space, and there's no fear, there's no want, there's no desire, there's no, because you can have anything you want, you desire. And you're not hungry, you're not cold, you're not, it's interesting. I can't, it's hard to explain, but you're just total in bliss, and you don't need to go or do anything if you don't want to, So it's kind of an interesting experience.
Can you explain further about the ships you see at Isetti Ranch and Hawaii? Who are on them and their purpose?
Boy, the ships are here. I mean, I was out at 7. It was already dark at 7. I went out, and there were ships everywhere. I couldn't believe it. I filmed a few of them. I've got to upgrade my camera because my camera's having problems. But the ships were just everywhere, and I was kind of tuning into them. And most of them I was seeing were Pleiadian. That there's a huge contingent of Pleiadian ships here now. There's kind of a, I don't want to use the wrong word. It's kind of an alliance. I think alliance is a good word for it, but they're kind of, it's not as structured as we would think, but it's a whole different bunch of different races. Some are ancient ancestors, some were involved in the earth, some are returning. The Pleiadians started Atlantis and Lemuria, which fell. The Anunnaki are returning. The Orion Council of Light are coming because they're planetary liberators. And they've dealt have to deal with the reptilians and the grays and the Gray Alliance, or they've had to deal with them before, and so they're coming. Syrians are coming. The feline beings are coming. They're protectors of the gods, and there's different levels of them. There's humanoid cat beings. There's upright panther beings, and there's 17-foot tall lion beings that are showing up. And those are all replete throughout history, throughout Egypt and India. People know who they are, and they're coming in to help. God, there's so many. I've gone up on motherships, and I saw everything from very tall beings to feline beings to really short, little 3-foot tall guys that were doing all this computer work and stuff. They were the brainiacs on the ship. Just all different races, blue beings, blue skin beings, definitely, humanoid, but not like us, there's a, it's an awesome world that's coming here, and we need to embrace it and get the tyrants out of the way.
Do you have any updates on Putin?
Putin? Love Putin. People get pissed on saying that. He is fighting the New World Order. He's fighting the globalists. They're a very Orthodox Christian country. They're very against all the sex trafficking, child trafficking, the satanic Luciferian groups, the Illuminati, the deep state, all they're fighting against all that. And all that stuff is anchored deeply in the Ukraine and over in, believe it or not, Israel. So And that's a big story. I don't want to go into it. I've talked about it in other shows, but there's a big difference between the Israeli people and Zionists. And that's all I'm going to say. There's so much more to that story, and figure out who they are. And because the Israeli people and the Palestinians got along great, they never had any problem. It's the government, and there's an aspect of that government, a Zionist aspect that just wants to control and dominate everything, and they don't. And they keep expanding, and they want to run the, Khazarian Jew or Zionist versus the Jewish people. They're different, and so that's what the war is about.
Who will be the third, fourth, fifth, etc., to follow New Hampshire and Texas in banning chemtrails? And who is going to enforce these new laws if the
Yeah.
White Hats are not in charge? I didn't know that there
No,
was
I
a.
didn't even know there were. That's great that I didn't even know. I mean, I miss some of the news. You never hear about that, but that's awesome that they are banning chemtrails, because that's a nasty program going on. And what's happened? There's a big cleanup, as I said earlier, in the military right now. The top generals in the Biden administration have actually, I don't know what you can call it, treason, basically. They threw the soldiers out to die. It's just everything they've done has been a total screw up, and they all need to be. Nobody's taking responsibility. Nobody's saying, "Yeah, my bad, I screwed up." They're blaming everybody else. They're still trying to blame Trump for everything, and they totally screwed up on a big way. And Afghanistan's a big one. The pullout of Afghanistan, they did everything wrong on that one. And the vaccine is a big one, and that's what's going to take them down, because they're not taking any responsibility or admitting that there's a problem, and they're not doing anything to rectify it. So they've actually they've gone against their oaths, and I think within the military is rising up, and they're going to take care of that. And the oath, going against the chemtrails, are going definitely against the oath. It's attack on the American people and our health and well-being.
And the land and the
And the land and the
animals,
animals and everything, your gardens
water.
and water. Yeah. Basically, it's that, that's all coming out. And the people responsible for that, you hear, they've had meetings, and they asked the guys involved in the chemtrails, and the top people, and they said, "Has there been any studies about the impact of aluminum and barium and all these heavy metals?" And they go, "Oh yeah, it's we've done a total survey on that, and it's not going to really impact adversely." And they go, "Well, let me go backtrack on that. Well, we actually haven't done studies on that, and we're just going to drop a whole bunch of toxic material on people and see what happens," basically. So those people need to be held accountable. These people they're morally challenged, their integrity challenged. They are borderline demonic in what they're doing, and they need to be held accountable.
Do you have an opinion on the impact of electromagnetic frequencies from mobile phones or Wi-Fi on one's own vibration?
It depends, because they're all different. And it's like we have supposedly 5G here, but it's not 5G. It's two Gs that are operating, and we're on fiber optics, so we're not on the we're on a whole different system. And the same thing with the Starlink. I think it's two point something Gs, I don't know, together that are linked.
Don't
And
you think though that if somebody's on their computer all day long just staring at it, it's going to power mute
yeah,
you?
definitely. You want to get out. You don't want to spend a lot of time on your computer. I try to spend as little time as possible online, but I can't do this show, and you can't do the website and the other stuff.
And they do have those patches you could
Yeah.
buy to put on the back of your devices to
Yeah, they
help.
have patches you can put on that change the frequency, and they have glasses you can wear that don't screw up your eyes. But Yeah, they're definitely. I think they're going to come out with products real soon that are actually going to be sending frequencies that are more healing than detrimental. And again, just got to get rid of the old guard and bring in these new technologies.
I was wondering how our pets are being affected with the process of ascension. Are we helping them or are they helping us? And are you getting any messages from the wild ones?
I saw a meme the other day, and the guy goes, "Well, how do you feel about humanity?" He goes, "Well, actually, I'm a dog man." So, it's kind of true. I know the animals are reacting to our changes. They're reacting. They're very subjective to us and our frequencies and what we're going through. And a lot of them are helping us, get back into our hearts and a lot of animals will take on a lot of our illnesses and for us, and assist us to get through with that. So it's God, I mean, it's so I've noticed too, the animals, like we're having birds land and we're picking them up and things like that. The birds have lost their fear and a lot of animals are losing their fear.
I think a lot more are interacting with us than
Yeah,
they
a
used
lot more
to.
interact. We have bears coming down to the ranch and we just leave them alone. We don't harass them, as long as they don't bother anybody, they can eat a few apples or, but it's kind of interesting. An animal is a great mirror. They're going to put back exactly what you put out.
Yeah. Are there star seeds who were born in divine planning to help save the world from the fallen angels' great reset agenda?
God, there are so many millions of star seeds that are here now that have incarnated for this event. I was listening to this one information, and they were saying God's given its best for these times, and that's these kids coming in, and we see them all the time. And I see these kids, and what happens with us a lot is the kids will just pull their hand right out of their parents' hand and run up and give us a hug, and things like because they know. And they feel that frequency and they remember because they came from those higher frequencies, those higher levels. And we need to keep them open. We need to keep them wide open and do not stick your kid with these DNA shifts and changes. Bad news, really bad news. But these kids are fully active. Their DNA is fully active. Some of them are operating, they have all the gifts of clairvoyancy, clairaudiency, and clairsentiency, and they're our teachers, and we need to keep them open and listen to them, and they're the ones having contacts. Why aren't we, like Mary Rodwell? She interviews all these kids that are having all these incredible contacts. Where's she at? I mean, they pretty much shoved her out of the UFO community. And a lot of people, anytime you talk about the benevolent, the spiritually and technologically advanced, that you're shoved out of the system. And but these kids are coming in, they're loaded, they know what's going on. My nephews, when they're little kids, I start talking about UFOs and they start going, they're not all saucers, some are triangles and some are, they start describing all the different. And they see orbs and they see the beings inside the orbs and they know who they are and everything. So that's what we should do with our kids. And, really eventually, I really want to create a place, a healing center and a school would be great. And to teach, these people, who's who in the universe, empower them to heal any unseen negative influences, to shield themselves, and also teach them about the benevolent ones keep them enlightened. I think it'd be awesome and bring out these new healing technologies that are here. They're already on the planet. We've already conquered everything, cancer, everything. We already have the technology. It's just getting it out there and creating a safe place for the scientists to come out that have actually got the downloads and created the machines. But that isn't here yet. So as soon as that door opens up and we get rid of the suppressors, that are suppressing these technologies, that's, we'll have heaven on earth. We'll have incredible longevity technology and healing technology.
Do you have any news on the Great Solar Flash event? And is it one event or is it a series of events?
I've always said it's a series of events, and because there's been one flash after another, there's been X-class flares and
I think
from
it's
mass
happening now.
ejections. Yeah, we're in it right now. There's been energies coming in from all these different places, unknown places in the galaxy, and scientists don't know where they're coming from. And we used to have about 50 hits a day by incoming energies, and now it's off the scale. I think it's in the hundreds. Might be more, but and we're moving through a highly energized place in space that we've never been before. So, it's going to be intense. It's happening now, and I think it's exponentially getting stronger and stronger until we have the critical mass, where it just flips. But I know that is all excel. It's accelerating the downward spiral, and it's accelerating the upward spiral. It's a grand accelerator. So you're going to see the nasties get nastier and go down that downward spiral and collapse. And you're going to see the benevolent people and the spiritual people taking the upward spiral, and they're going to get more heavenly and more loving and more joyous. So you're going to see that bifurcation of worlds happening.
All right, last question. I'm wondering whether you know much about Rh negative blood types.
A lot of it's that alien DNA, and they've been really trying to shut that down. And it's kind of like Anunnaki bloodlines, and a lot of people have that, or O. They have the O and the RH. But anyway, we got to sign off on that. I haven't looked at that in a long time, so I'll have to do more research on that. But it's basically you have the DNA of the gods, and you gotta work on it. So anyway, on that note, a lot to decipher here that we put out, and a lot of information to digest, and basically just gotta keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. You'll get through these times and help your neighbors out, and watch the skies because there are so many ships up there right now. Get yourself a good pair of night vision goggles. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.